I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Responding to earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, the United States mobilized search and rescue teams to support relief efforts as humanitarian workers face challenges.
The government has set up temporary shelters for those who have been displaced.
The inside of the tents is good. That's 1,000 times better than outside.
Syrian refugees in Turkey and those who have been displaced in northwest Syria are among the most vulnerable. Humanitarian workers say it could take weeks for the emergency in Turkey and Syria to move to the recovery phase. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Even still thinly stretched rescue teams work through the night.
The goal is to get inflation down
into,
to 2%.
Wednesday, pulling the more bodies from the rubble of thousands of buildings downed in Turkey and Syria by the catastrophic earthquake that killed more than 7,700 people thus far, with that number still rising. In a State of the Union address, President Joe Biden appealed to Republicans to work with him, but managed to run into partisan conflict. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The president offered a reassuring assessment of the nation's condition.
Our democracy remains unbowed and unbroken.
There was some heckling from the Republican side, such as when he said,
some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority.
Republicans jumped to their feet to object.
I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you. Look, folks.
But elsewhere in his remarks, Biden pointed to bipartisan progress on issues like infrastructure. Ben Thomas, Washington.
There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. In his first comment since January's blockbuster jobs report, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell Tuesday admitted that he was surprised by the strength of the labor market and said why the battle against inflation will take quite a bit of time.
Powell declined to say whether the surprising addition of 517,000 new jobs in January would force the Fed's benchmark interest rate higher than the 5 to 5.25% range currently anticipated. But it was another data surprise in an era that has been full of them. And the Fed chair said policymakers were open to shocks in either direction, ready to approve even tighter monetary policy if continued strong job gains lead to higher wages and prices, but also open to the idea that inflation may continue to cool despite ongoing job gains.
That is Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom reporting. U.S. media have reported in recent months that Iranian drones used by Russia to attack Ukraine contain Western-made components. VOA's Syed Aziz Rahman asked the U.S. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby what the U.S. is doing to stop Iran from obtaining those components.
There is a deepening, burgeoning defense relationship between Iran and Russia. Clearly, that relationship is not good for the Ukrainian people as Iran continues to provide drones that are killing innocent Ukrainian people and hitting civilian targets, and the regime in Tehran is responsible for that. But it goes the other way. The other thing we're concerned about is Russia providing military capabilities to Iran, because that will only further destabilize the Middle East.
And earlier, Kirby said that the U.S. has put many export controls to limit nations like Iran to get their hands on U.S. technology. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un lauded the irresistible might of his nuclear-armed military as he visited troops with his daughter to mark the 75th founding anniversary of his army. The visit came amid indications North Korea is preparing to stage a massive military parade in the capital Pyongyang, where it could showcase the latest hardware of a growing nuclear weapons program. It stokes the concerns of its neighbors in the United States. New clashes between protesters and security forces Tuesday in southern Nigeria left at least one person injured amid demonstrations against the cash shortage caused by the West African nation's push to rapidly phase out its currency notes. The protesters targeted facilities of some banks accused of withholding the new banknotes ahead of the February 10th deadline for people to deposit their old paper currency. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.